Tully Jacob. Tully is a Choctaw from Oklahoma. He's a filmmaker, writer, and community organizer who uses video and other media to affect social change. Tully uses participatory video techniques to teach filmmakers how to use the moving image to tell their stories for social and health change.
Hello. Thank you for coming. This could probably answer a part of what he asked about how other ways in which you can disseminate the information to other tribes and things like that. There's the old disclosure. I have no relations to disclose. And I'm going to be talking about the documentary as a tool for community-based participatory policy work, and try to say that three times. Community-based documentary filmmaking is an innovative participatory research method building on the traditions of photo voice and providing community members with video cameras to investigate issues of concern, communicate their knowledge, and advocate for change. And so with Thrive Study, as Michael had talked to you about, a part of it is that we're going to use a participatory documentary in order to do a part of the research. And we find that it has some beneficial benefits to it because it helps enable people to record and reflect their community's strengths and concerns, promote critical dialogue and knowledge about important issues through large and small group discussions, and documentaries can be disseminated beyond the scope of strict traditional academic publications, which is what, you know, we talked about, because, you know, as Ms. Yepa said, that, you know, not everybody gets those publishers, especially the communities that need it. And so in order to have these visual images to tell your story, because majority of people do have access to internet and to videos and things like that, so that's one way to get it across to people. It's easier to access. And so if you're trying to reach policymakers, it's also a good thing because you can, you know, hit tribal leaders and people who are able to make the changes in the communities, who are able to not have time to read this long publication, but are able to watch like a 5-minute video and to get the same, basically same information out. And it's also steeped in the tradition of storytelling as a way to communicate wisdom and knowledge in Native communities. So within Indian tribes, you know, a big thing that's always talked about is holding on to our traditions. Amongst them, like, is language and the tradition of oral storytelling. And this is an evolution of oral storytelling. And every time I hear about, you know, these art and narrative kind of health interventions, it gets me to thinking about a quote that I read from a book called Ceremony by Leslie Marmon Silko. And what she says is, "I will tell you something about stories," he said. "They aren't just entertainment. Don't be fooled. They were all we have, you see, all we have to fight off illness and death. You don't have anything if you don't have the stories." So keeping that in mind and telling our stories within our communities through these documentary filmmaking, not only are we using these as research interventions, but we're also using them as in a traditional capacity. So we're using the community-based documentary filmmaking through the Thrive randomized trial study to develop and implement healthy makeovers in the tribally owned convenience stores in the Chickasaw and Choctaw Nations, as Michael had talked to you about. And this is, like we said, an extension of photo voice and video voice, but an extension of that is that we're using the documenting form to document everything. So we're filming, like, meetings and community meetings and, you know, the stores that they let us, and so that it's almost like a fly on the wall to not only to research the communities, but also research the researchers to understand where and what we went wrong, what we did, what we could have done better. Almost like, you know, the next day after football, you're watching the highlight reel, you know. So documenting can be used as a participatory research method in three ways. Collect qualitative and environmental footage for community assessment and planning process. Disseminate video via community screenings, followed by facilitating talking circles to prioritize intervention strategies. and channel collectively defined priorities to policy decision makers for implementation. And our method for doing this is to have video footage collected by 2 to 3 teams of 8 to 10, 18 and older tribal members in each community, and guided by a social impact model for creative media, which begins with this culturally appropriate and compelling story and use awareness raising and engage methods. In addition to informing interventions design and implementation, as well as evaluating document will be used to create a web-based manual to guide other tribal communities and implementing strategies to improve the food environments. So here is where, you know, a lot of the everything's going to come together, and we're going to have kind of more of a transmedia effect of gathering all the information, putting on a website, and having it available to not only just researchers but all communities. Like, you know, there's over like 500 tribes in America, and so you have over 500 people can have access to it. And that way, you know, you're able to carry on what stories you have to give these people, to give them a chance to be empowered to use this in whatever way they feel, whatever capacity. And so we find that the challenges that we have from previous studies and from our foreseeable studies is like participation problems. Like whenever you bring in cameras, you know, people get a little bit nervous. You get people who may not want to be a part of it. And there are those who think it's cool at first, and then after a while they're like, oh man, it's kind of boring, or I don't want anybody to videotape my house, man. That means I got to clean it up, you know. Or some cats, you know, like, just, you know, say, my life's boring. Why would you even want to have a videotape in there, you know? Or then there's like, the tribal community input and understanding. As these guys said, how like you have to work with tribes and get to know the tribes. And that's a big part of working with tribes is that a lot of it, you have to be a part of the community and a part of, or at least have connection to the communities in order to be able to work with them, because it's they're very careful about the things that they want to have presented about them, and which is understandable because you know how researchers have treated minorities in the past and have treated tribes and treated everyone and say, don't bring that needle towards me, you know. and so then IRB was a big issue, and we're kind of working that out right now with Michael. But keep in mind, you know, there's over 500 tribes. Each one's having their own different way of doing IRB. And so it's each tribe you're going to have to work with. And so it's all these different complications. And then the comprehension of what we're doing. Some people think, you know, because, you know, using the documentary approach to research is fairly new. And people aren't understanding, like, what it means. I mean, you're just carrying around a video camera. I videotape my baby and I put it on YouTube. I mean, what's so big about that? You know, and so it's about having to discuss these ways in which we can use this way to study. And because we're in a new media world, I think it's important to use all the forms of media that you can in order to get these studies out and get them across. Because our main goal is to keep people healthy, not to write publications, but to get people healthy. And so, and then there's the participants who hold back on sharing out of fear. You know, not everybody wants to talk about, you know, either, you know, yeah, I like to eat at the truck stop. I like those fried burritos. Those are good to me, but I like them myself. But anyway, but so, you know, you're going to have that happen, and people are going to say, you know, they're going to feel nervous about talking about their own health issues because people are going to realize, oh, yeah, I guess I am obese. You know, I'm eating all this stuff, and I'm eating unhealthy. I'm not eating my fruits and vegetables. So, those are things to get by. And so, but the outcomes are very high because it's very good because you'll get the qualitative and environmental data collected from the citizen scientists who are most affected by the issue. It empowers the communities to let them tell their own stories and not have a researcher come in and tell the stories of you, but we tell our own stories. It creates stories for healing, which has a positive outcome. And, you know, there are very many studies that have researchers saying that when they have the power to tell their own stories, their health outcomes are a lot more higher. And showing results of studies and sharing with others, it has a record of these stories. And, you know, not only is it a public health thing, but it's also a social thing in which they get to have a way to collect the stories that they've carried down from generation to generation. And it is also a way of bringing community together, not just with the making of the videos, but the watching of the videos. And they get to see their people up there, and they get to hear the stories, and they get to understand where all these people are coming from. And and this is not another research study in tribal communities, but this will be an action research for change. And so we set out, more than anything, is to change the health disparities within our people. And actually, that's pretty much it. I kind of rushed through that, didn't I? But if anybody has any questions, feel free. All righty. Yeah, actually, there are many ways to do that. I mean, you could always come back. And I don't know if you've heard of a series called the 7-Up series, but it's basically, it was a Great Britain study about, like, socioeconomics and class structure. And they followed a group of kids from 7 years on up. And every 7 years, they would come back and see where their lives are as they go on. And so they got, like, the working class kids, upper-class kids, have them do interviews and talks, and kind of follow them. I think they're at the age of, like, in their 60s now. So that was started way back in the 1960s, 1950s. So that's one way of doing it. And like you said, another way is to actually have people come in and watch these videos and kind of discuss these things. There are so many ways to do that, and I think it's just your best practice routine of what you think would be good. That help. Somebody was asking a question over here. Nope. We're at the beginning of it. Like right now, we're having a meetings to talk about how we're going to do it, what we're going to do, because it's kind of a CBPR slow process. Yes, yes, yes. And so we're at the beginning of documenting the meetings and everything, and so we're in the discussions of how exactly we're going to get these videos out to people. Yeah, we're going to get them to the different members of the communities, different tribal members. There will be training, yes. All right, thank you.